We're talking about the Bible. Dan talked about this Bible book of books. This is a great little read here. So we're going to be talking about the Bible today because, hello, we're in church. Who knows the books of the Bible? Who knows the names of the books of the Bible? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Number. Yeah, come on, you guys, you've been in church a long time, some of you. I just saw your hands. No, I'm not going to ask you to repeat them, all right? Just who thinks that they know them? Oh, yeah, there's a few, like, very little. It's like, you know, for Toby, do you know? No. Oh, I did this with my kids when we had a road trip one year and it was, they would get $5 if they could recite. Yeah, this was like, you know, a dozen years or more ago. So it was like, yeah, you know, it was worth it. I think they cheated. I think they told me years later that another one of them was holding up the list behind me. Well, you know, that's the sort of thing they would do, right? But it's the Old Testament and the New Testament. So who knows how many books in the Old Testament? 39. Who knows how many in the New Testament? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, it might be in a different order. Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs. This is what I learned when I was a kid, all right? So you can teach your kids. I've had a revisit of it recently because I'm like, I think I forgot. So let's talk about, if you're new to church, you have no idea what we're talking about. That's okay because this is what happens when you come to church and you learn more about who God is, what the Bible is, how we can grow by learning, reading the Bible. Some of the books of the Bible, this is not the Bible, this is a book on the Bible. Some of the books of the Bible are a bit of a hard slog, you know, if you try and just read them from cover to cover, Leviticus. That's okay. We're going to just talk about how we can be introduced to the Bible, how we can get the best out of it. And so this Book of Books series that we're talking about, who was here for John's message a couple of weeks ago, he launched this series and talked about the nature of the Bible and he talked about different stats of the benefits of reading the Bible. And so great, it's up on the podcast. He introduced us to this book, The Bible, Book of Books by Pastor Gordon Moore, who is also a doctor of theology. He's been a C3 pastor for decades. He actually was our pastor, our overseer in Queensland for many, many years. And he's a great man of God and just so full of riches. And this book, it's a tiny little read. So I feel like it's quite doable for us. It's $20, which is great. We're selling it today. If you go online, I looked on Amazon, $37. I know, right? So you're getting a bargain here today. Buy it for someone for Christmas, whatever, but get just that overview of it. So scripture is amazing. This scripture out of 2 Timothy 3 verse 16, it says, all scripture from the Bible is inspired by God. It's the voice of God. It's his words. And is useful to teach us what is true. Who needs truth these days, right? That's centered by the truth and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. Hey, we all need that. Corrects us when we're wrong, teaches us to do what is right. So helpful for us. God uses us to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. Scripture is good. The Bible is truth. It's actually the best-selling book of all time. Estimated 5 billion copies have sold. Like how many people are on the earth? Like 7-8 billion or something, 5 billion. So, I mean, who's got more than one Bible, right? So it's not necessarily 5 billion people have been reached, but 5 billion Bibles have been sold. But we have access to it for free as well. So today we're going to be talking about living daily in the scriptures. What does it mean to live daily in the scriptures, to be reading it, to be absorbing it? What I love about the Bible, it gives me wisdom. Gives me direction. If I'm looking for an answer from God, I can find it in the Word of God. It encourages me, tells me that I'm loved, tells me that I'm made in the image of God. It encourages me as I read the Word. It gives me hope. Oh, it gives me hope when I'm like, I'm lost. I don't know if things are going to work out. And God gives me hope and he restores that into my heart. I love the Bible for that. And of the voice of God, it's the voice of God. If you want to know how to hear from God, reading the Bible actually gives you a familiarization with his voice. And so when you read it, you understand the nature of God. And so then when he might speak to you, you get a prompt or a thought and you think, is that God? Does that resonate with his voice through the word of God and through the Bible? I'm so, so thankful for the Bible. Every day in my prayer time, I'm just like, God, I'm thankful that you gave us the Bible. I'm thankful that you recorded what Jesus modeled for us, how to be great Christians through the word of God. And I'm just so thankful for all the promises that he's given us. We feed on it. The Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. That's spiritual food for us. We're not talking about the bread. And John talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I don't know. I think he was trying to stir up a bit of hunger in there and talking about the different types of bread. And garlic bread came to me. I don't know, you know, just like whether it's a toasty or, you know, just what have we got? Sourdough lovers or whatever. But it's like, okay, whatever it is that you crave for, let that be a craving for the word of God and it bring real food to you. I picture that Jesus said, I am the bread of life. So talking about living daily in the scriptures, Hebrews 4 verse 12, it says, the word of God is alive and powerful. It is so powerful. It's sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword. John's got a big sword in his office. Some people like to come in, take it down. It's very heavy. It's very sharp. And I don't know if he's told the story of one guy that was sitting on a couch in front of him one day, sort of confessing a few things that he'd done wrong. And the sword fell down out of the brackets and just right behind him. It was like the fear of God right there. So, you know, swords can be pretty sharp. That was a moment. It's sharper than that, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. This is the word of God. This is the Bible. So I want to talk about five ways today to live daily in the scriptures. If you're not a daily Bible reader, I want to inspire you today to be a daily Bible reader, because it can put life into you, can put power into you, encouragement, hope, truth, direction, so many things. So how can we do it? How can we get that habit in our life? Romans 10 verse 17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God is the Bible. The Bible is the scriptures. This brings us faith to even believe that God exists. If you're here today, you don't have a personal relationship with God. Even just to believe that there is a God is from faith, believing that he is there, that he does love you. And in every service, we give you an opportunity to pray a prayer, inviting Jesus into your life so that you can live life God's way. It's the best decision you ever make. So some practical how-tos of, okay, number one, read the scriptures. Read the scriptures. You have to read it. Everything else out of these points starts with reading the scriptures. Our goal is to get you to read the Bible every day. We're not making that a secret. It's like, this is why we're doing this series, the Book of Books, to get that as a daily habit for us. For me, I started a proverb a day. You know, we quote proverbs, the world quotes proverbs all the time. Some of them are actual Bible proverbs, others are just proverbs. But the proverbs are amazing wisdom. And there's 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs. There's up to 31 days in a month. So if then you say, okay, what's today? November the 17th. So you look to the Proverbs 17, you read that chapter, right? And then every day of that month, you're just going to read the chapter of Proverbs. That's a great introduction. That's how I started reading the Bible. It wasn't overwhelming. It wasn't, I don't understand this. I'm like, what part should I read today? It's just whatever the day of the month is, that's the proverb that you read. And then you're asking, God, speak to me out of this. Give me something in there that's going to encourage me in my day to day. So that's how I started. We talked about, and John referred to this as well, the Bible in 1 year. This is great habit to just cover the whole of the Bible in 1 year so that you're starting, you might be reading some of the Old Testament, some of the New Testament, and a psalm and a proverb in there. So you can get apps that are great for this, the YouVersion app. I don't know, if you don't have a version of the Bible on your device, get the YouVersion app, you as in Y-O-U, YouVersion. It's from Life.church. It's actually called the Holy Bible, actually, is the little picture on the front, right? And that gives you a Bible reading plan that you can read 365 days a year and you'll cover the whole of the Bible. And that's just a great way to just get locked in and I'm going to read it. You can also get a chronological version because who knows, the Bible's not written in order, right? And it's like can get quite confusing. You can actually get a chronological version of the Bible in 1 year and read it across all of that. So that actually is really good. It's also got an audio Bible feature. And there's some days if you're like, I'm struggling to concentrate here and I'm reading it, but it's not like getting in there. And you put on the audio feature and you're like, oh, I can do both. I can hear it and I can read it, or I'm just reading it because I'm walking or whatever. And that's getting into you. So just giving you some practical how-tos of how to access the Bible that can work for you. I'm all about developing good habits and sticking to them, right? It's like one thing to get started and you might start on January 1st, 2025, and you're like, this is the year, I'm going to read the whole Bible, I'm going to read it every day. And then before you know it, it's like, oh no, I'm already 2 weeks behind, I'm never going to do this. So how do you develop a good habit in your life? Well, there's some good incentives out there. And again, I'm like a big one for apps that keep me accountable. And I was sharing this with our guys earlier this year. It's called Streaks. It's an app and it actually, you can put it in there. I don't know, there's something pretty exciting when you can like tick it off and it dings for you every single day and it reminds you if you haven't done it and it tells you how many days that you've done in order. On my YouVersion app, it tells me, look, I can probably pull it up now, how many days I've read the Bible in a row, 466. Oh, okay. I'm not just preaching this, guys. I'm living it. So it's like, okay, I can't lose my streak. Okay, that's the incentive. I think that there's this competitive in me that I'm like, oh, I must do my Bible reading every single day. So the streaks is good. I think you have to pay a bit of money for that, which is a bit disappointing. Don't like paying for apps, but we'll make an exception for this one. For my goals for 2024, one of my goals was to memorize a scripture a week. And so I just thought, I really want to get the Bible in me. Not just read it and go, I've done my Bible reading for the day. I want to get it in me. I want to memorize it. And so again, that's on my streaks. Memorize the scripture every day. And so over the course of the week, so that I don't get to the end of the week and go, oh, I didn't do it. It's like every day, memorize the scripture. So that's been a challenge for me. So that's how we can read the Bible, break it down, make it part of our everyday. Number one, read the scriptures. Number two is meditate on the scriptures. Meditate. It's one thing to read it. It's another to meditate on it. Psalm 1 verse 2, it says, His delight is in the law of the Lord, which is the Bible, and in His law He meditates day and night. So that's next level for us. Actually, Gordon, in this book, he says, the Bible never says to memorize the Bible. Here I am going, oh, that was my goal for the year, memorize the Bible. And it never says to memorize it, but that's okay. Still going to do it. It's good for me. Recall. It says to meditate on the scriptures. Now, this is next level and it's a challenge for me. I think all these scriptures that I've memorized this year, now I'm going to go back and meditate on each one. So it gets into you. Meditate means focusing the mind and the heart on a particular scripture for a long time. So you can have a scripture and you can just start, meditate means muttering over and over, and you're just like, unpack it to me, Lord. The scripture, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Who's familiar with that scripture? And so for me, meditating on that scripture was putting an emphasis on different words. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things, limitless. I can do all things. And as I'm going through, I'm like, through Christ who strengthens me. And so you're meditating on it and it's just unpacking different parts of that scripture. Even every word becomes a revelation to me and unpacks to me. That's what meditating on the scriptures is. This is how we receive revelation and knowledge and understanding. This scripture is all about how do we get knowledge, understanding of who God is, meditating on the scripture. So that's number two, meditate on the scriptures. Number three is confess the scriptures, confess them, speak them out. Joshua 1 verse 8, it says, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. So see how these are sort of going in order. If you like read it, then you're able to meditate on it. If you're meditating on it and learning it and memorizing it, you're able to confess it because it's getting in you. So there's sort of building blocks and going deeper in it. Psalm 23, this is one of these, confess the scriptures. Who knows that? Long-term Christians, again, you'll know, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Even as you're saying it, you're like, what does that mean? If I'm confessing the scripture, the Lord is my shepherd, my Father is looking after me. I shall not want. He'll provide. There is no lack. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Who loves that? Can visualize it. You're confessing it. You're going, lead me, Lord. Oh, that means I'm being led. Oh, that means I'm surrendering. Right? Lead me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. You need a bit of restoration. Your soul's been a bit battered around this year. Oh, you're feeling depleted. The Lord restores your soul. The Lord restores your soul. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. This is confessing the scriptures, and you feel the meaning in it. You feel the strength in it. You feel the life in it. Confessing the scriptures. So you've got to know the scriptures. You've got to know what's in there. You've got to ask God to bring it to life to you, and then confessing it, speaking it out, declaring it over your situations. Mark 11 verse 22. And it says, Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Right? That's the key in that verse right there. It's whatever he says, not what he thinks, not what he's read, whatever he says. That's the power of confession. And that is unlimited. The mountain moves into the sea. What? That's miraculous. That's unlimited God. That's because we're saying it, we're speaking it, we're confessing it, and faith gets on that. So it's another one thing to read it. It's another to say it, confess it, speak it out loud. So even if you're not haven't memorized it all, but you're picking up the Bible, and as you're reading it, you're speaking it, you're saying it, read it out loud. Or maybe there's one scripture that stands out to you and you ask God, give me a scripture that stands out to me. And then you put it up on your wall, you put it on your mirror, you put it somewhere on your phone that it's going to be your screensaver, and you say it out loud until you get some conviction on it, and confessing it becomes a strength. It's not just like, oh, I don't know, I'll just say it and hope for the best. It's like, oh no, God gets on it, faith gets in it, and you start confessing and believing it and getting stronger in your heart. So that's number three, confess it. Everybody say, confess it. Number four is study the scriptures. Again, next level, we're going, who loves a Bible studies? Who loves a good Bible study? Yeah, come on. So good. 2 Timothy 2 verse 15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. A good old King James Version there. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Studying is going deeper. Studying is unpacking more. I mean, because it's big. It's huge. I think a whole lifetime reading the Word of God, studying it, we'll still not comprehend all that's in there. God is amazing. The depth, incredible. So there's a hunger that needs to be in us to get into a good Bible study, to love that Bible study, to dive deeper into the Word of God. For me, the names of God. What are the names of God? What do they mean? How can we access the different parts of who God is? Some examples out of this book are Bible studies on key themes of different books of the Bible. maybe character studies on different people in the Bible, really going deep into doctrine on maybe faith, on money, on salvation. It's just like, I mean, there's no end. Just word studies on life, on faith, on love, on truth. I'll tell you again, what's a great resource for this is the Bible Hub. And it's an app. Who's got that on their phone? Bible Hub. Yeah, this is awesome because you can see different translations of the Bible. So I just read out the New Living Translation. I think that one was in, that was the King James. The one before was New King James Version. The next one is the New Living Translation. There's all these different translations that sort of are slightly different, but you can understand maybe one better than another. You can see all the different ones right there. And if you go deeper, scroll down, it's got commentaries on it. It's got study Bible access on there. So again, without going like super deep, unless you're like wanting to do a doctor of theology like Gordon, you can understand and just have a little touch on a certain topic or on a certain verse. So study the Bible, study the scriptures. That's number four. How are we going here today? We're doing it. We're getting through. Number five is practice the scriptures. Okay, so we've read it. We've confessed it. No, before that, we have meditated on it. We've confessed it. We've studied it. And now we're practicing the scriptures. It's basically an application. And can I invite the band to come up as we close out on this point? So this is the application of the word of God. There are promises in the Bible, and there are not quite unlimited, but there's over 8,000 promises in the Bible. There's a lot of things out there that God is encouraging us in, is promising to us, and they're not just going to come to pass just because they're written there. We have to take a hold of them and practice the scriptures, declare the promises of God. We pray the word of God to exercise our faith and believe that what we're speaking, what we're reading, what we're declaring, in every situation of need, there is a scripture. I don't know what it is that you're facing in your life today, whether it's a health need or a lack or a relationship issue or just anxiety, depression in your life. There's a scripture in the Bible where there is a promise of God that can encourage you, that can bring life to you, that as you confess it, as you act on it, as you apply it into your life, that's where the breakthrough comes. So it's not like, oh, someone come pray for me. I need a release on that. And we're all about praying for you. Absolutely. We want to lay hands and things get unlocked in that. There's a great level of revelation that comes when you get a hold of the promise of God for yourself. The healing power of God. He says, by his stripes, I was healed. Mic drop right there. By his stripes, I was healed. He's heard my prayers. He's seen my tears. And now he's going to heal me. These are the promises of God. He will restore your health. What about provision in your life? There's lack and you're seeing the lack. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. There's no lack in his kingdom. There's so many promises that can encourage you, that can lift your spirits, that you can claim, that you can confess, that you can hold on to. And it becomes like oh God, I need this daily bread. I need this to feed me. There was a time in my life where I felt like I needed feeding twice a day. My spirit wasn't strong. I'd get the word of God in the morning. I'd read it. I'd confess it. By lunchtime, I was feeling discouraged again. I needed to read the word and have another feed on the daily bread and go, God, encourage me. I don't have it in my own strength. It was just a discouraging time for me, and God would lift my spirits. And because I had this daily habit of reading the word of God, it wasn't like, oh, I'm in crisis now. I need to read the Bible. I need something to feed me. It was a daily habit for me. So as I read it, the scriptures that came to me would just encourage me right where I needed it. So many out of the Psalms would just lift my, God is my refuge. He's my strength. He's my rock and whom I can stand. And God would speak to me. I'd go, oh, there's so much assurance in that. There's so much hope in that. There's just, oh Lord, I can trust you. I'll I'm going to be okay. And in that, confessing and meditating and practicing the scriptures, God brought me out of that discouraged place. I want to tell you today, whatever area of your life that you might be facing a need or a crisis or a lack, God has a word, a promise for you. And if you read the word, if you establish a great habit so that you're reading it, it's encouraging you. Even today, open up your Bibles and say, God, would you speak to me? How many times I've heard different people say, I just opened it up and there it was, the scripture jumped out at me. Hey, that's more for like a new believer. It's not like a long-term thing that we have over many, many years. But God can use scripture in that moment to encourage you, to lift your spirits. Oh, the word of God, alive and powerful. Back to that scripture in Hebrews 4. It's alive and it's powerful. Oh, there's so much power in the word of God. This is how we access the promises of God, the power of God, by receiving the word of God, by praying the word of God. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword. There's stuff out there that wants to rob you of peace. The Bible said we don't fight against flesh and blood. Okay, that's people, okay? Even though you feel sometimes you're fighting against people. We don't fight against flesh and blood. We're fighting against principalities and powers. And this is where the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It can bring down those principalities and powers. All of my personal prayers every day have scriptures attached to them. It's not just me coming with my words and asking God for this, or even my praise, even my worship, even my confession, repenting of sin. Every day there's scriptures that is attached to that. So I would encourage you, if you've got a faith project, if there's some area of need that you need a breakthrough in, let me encourage you, you need to go to faith and make this your faith project. Go, okay, I'm going to believe that God can move in this situation. I'm going to get that word of God, and maybe he's already given it to you. We call it a rhema word of God. It's the word of God that's come to life. That comes to life for you. It's like, this is my scripture in this situation, and I'm going to speak it out. I'm going to declare it. I'm going to confess it. I'm going to meditate on it. I'm going to apply it into my life, because this is what I'm going after until I see that breakthrough, until I see God move, because it's going to happen for you. You align with the word of God, and there is power in that to bring you to that place of freedom. So we're going to practice it. I'd encourage you, get this little book here, because it unpacks it so much more than what I have gone in today. That was just one chapter of, I think, 9 chapters in the book. And next week, Dan Freck is going to be preaching on another part of the book. And just to bring it alive to us, not just preach on it one Sunday and go, that was great, I should read more of the word, but really to get it into us and keep inspiring us so we're like, okay, that's it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to start new habits in my life. Who's inspired by that today? There is power in the word of God. So lots of different thoughts there today, some practical suggestions. Why don't we close our eyes and just take a moment to reflect. If you just think of your own life and your own Bible reading, and I just want to make this really personal for you today, which of those areas would you reflect on and go, that's the strongest area? Maybe it's reading the Bible and you've got that habit down pat and you're doing it every day. Maybe it is that you meditate on the word of God. That's a real strong area. You go and you just can't help but meditating on the word of God. Or maybe it's confessing and you're speaking out the word of God, or you're studying, you're really into your Bible studies, or you're practicing it, you're applying it. Just reflect right now on what would be your strongest area in those. Now that you've thought of that, just think, which is the lowest area? If you reflect on your own personal Bible reading, maybe that's it right there, Bible reading. That's an area that needs some work. Maybe it is just taking it from reading to meditating on it. That's a low area for you, or confessing the scriptures, or studying the word, or practicing it, applying it. Just allow God to speak to you right now, because this is a moment. It's not about what I'm talking about. It's just about letting God speak into your heart and just inspire you, challenge you a little bit. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you for the Word of God. We are so grateful for what you've given us in the Bible through the truth, the Word of God, your voice, your words that is alive and powerful. We thank you today, oh God, that you will awaken us, Lord, to have a hunger for the Word of God. Lord, this amazing book of books. Lord Jesus, we pray that you would stir in us a desire to read it, to love it, to meditate on it, confess it, study it, and practice it. Live it out in our lives. That's who you want us to be. Take those promises, oh God. Oh Lord, I pray that you'd give us eyes to see the truth, see the wisdom. See your love for us. Lord, I pray that you'd give us ears to hear, that you would speak to every one of us. Lord, every day you want to give us a word. You want to encourage us. You want to love on us. So I pray for every person here today, Lord, that you would open our eyes, open our ears, awaken your word to us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it.